From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. New jobless benefit claims are at a fresh four-year low. PNC Financial Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman says the numbers are not just a one-week fluke.
We've been seeing a drop in claims for 3 or 4 months now, and you know that has continued into March. The low level of claims suggests that layoffs in the economy are a lot fewer.
Last week's initial claims are down to a level that could produce a change for the better in the unemployment rate, and the less volatile four-week moving average is also down. Officials say police in Toulouse, France, shot in the head the presumed murderer of 7 people as they raided an apartment where he'd been holed up since yesterday. The suspected shooter is dead. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports after negotiations to convince the man to surrender broke down, police went in to get him, and he jumped out the window.
French news channels were rolling live when police stormed the man's apartment this morning at 11:30 a.m. local time. 23-year-old Mohamed Mehra initially told police he would turn himself in. He also admitted to killing the 3 paratroopers and 3 Jewish children and teacher. Speaking after the shootout, French Interior Minister Claude Guéant said Mehra changed his tone during his last communications with police last night at 10:45 p.m. It was then he said he wouldn't turn himself in and planned to take police officers down. After more than 12 hours with no sign of life, many wondered if Mehra had committed suicide. When police went in this morning, he was hiding in the bathroom and came out, guns blazing. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Supreme Court has ruled for the first time that defendants have a constitutional right to good legal advice in plea bargains. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the decision comes in 2 cases involving defendants who received longer sentences than they might have because of insufficient advice from counsel.
Writing for the 5-justice court majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy said, "The reality is that for the most part, criminal justice today is a system of pleas. 95% of all convictions are the result of plea bargains, not trials. And the right to adequate assistance of counsel at trial cannot exclude the central role plea bargaining plays in the pretrial phase of the legal proceedings." Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Supreme Court has also ruled that property owners have the right to quick judicial review of Environmental Protection Agency decisions regarding potential water pollution. An Idaho couple objected to an EPA order. It had blocked construction of their home near a scenic lake. The order also threatened to heavily fine the couple if they proceeded with construction. The high court rejects the EPA argument that quick rulings could compromise the agency's ability to make careful, appropriate decisions regarding water pollution. Stocks overseas have been moderate in their trading today, and U.S. stocks are up. This is NPR News. It's been nearly a month since neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman, who may have been self-appointed, shot and killed unarmed Florida teenager Trayvon Martin. Sarah Gonzalez of member station WLRN reports that as Martin's parents call for Zimmerman's arrest, the high school that Martin attended has only recently and briefly addressed Martin's killing.
For 3 weeks, the administration at Michael M. Cropp Senior High did not make any campus-wide announcement to students about Trayvon Martin's death. The teen was on suspension from the school when he was fatally shot. Ashley Aristide was a friend of Martin at the school. She says teachers still aren't talking about Trayvon in class.
I'm pretty sure the school just really doesn't want to have that much commotion within the school, because then learning in that environment would be pretty hard.
A group of students say they'll wear hoodie sweatshirts to school in honor of Trayvon Martin, who was wearing a hoodie when he died. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says there must be a ceasefire soon in Syria to allow humanitarian aid to reach civilians. The UN now estimates more than 8,000 people have died since demonstrations and an uprising against Syria's regime started more than a year ago and met with violent crackdowns and military assaults. Opposition groups say Syrian government attacks are continuing despite international condemnation. The Syrian Local Coordinating Committees says at least 14 people have been killed across Syria today. That figure cannot be confirmed independently. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.